Chapter 3. The foot might have been an end. Instead, it turned out to be the beginning. The fall might have been an end, too, were it not for the pit, which offered a second chance. But the pit brought Ryan Beck, and Ryan Beck, that sweet, chip-toothed, handsome young man, well, he ruined everything in his own way. Walking into Bellstar's with Drew, Katie caught her first glimpse of Ryan, with his long, tanned arms swinging a piece of rebar like a baton, laughing at something one of the workers had said. Ryan was always laughing. Over the next 2 weeks, everyone came to watch the construction of the pit and to see Ryan. Each morning, he stripped down to his undershirt, jeans hanging low on his waist, and climbed down into the pit, 8 feet beneath the gym floor. And then it began, all the gymnasts ages 7 to 17 making excuses to visit, taking turns peeking over the pit edge, hoping for one of his smiles. And many of their booster moms, too. But it turned out Ryan was already taken by Haley, everyone's new favorite tumbling coach, who tended with such great care to the younger girls, hands on their curling spines, their sprigged thighs, somersaulting them. The pair had been spotted sharing French fries at the Sunday house, their foreheads nearly pressed together, like Archie and Veronica. "I'm glad for Haley," Gwen said, and all the mothers agreed because Haley was adored and no one knew why she had so much trouble keeping a boyfriend. Soon enough, Haley started coming to the gym too, arriving in her sprightly purple car and sitting at the center of the bleachers as Ryan worked and leaving only when practice required her to. Finally, the other girls got the hint and stayed away. Only little Drew remained. He was supposed to be in the game room, but Katie and Eric found him hovering a few feet from all the activity, watching the concrete mixer spin and whir. Inside the pit, Katie could see the back of Ryan's head, the delicate curve of his neck. Earbuds in, he smoothed the concrete with the power trowel, his arms floating back and forth gracefully.
"Ryan said it was okay to watch," Drew told them, "if I stand back just this far."
"Well, he doesn't know," Eric said, pulling Drew away by his jacket hood. "He's just a kid. He doesn't know what's safe."
As if he had heard, Ryan glanced up at the knob.